Star 88.3. This is Conversations. I'm Melissa Montana. I get to have a dear lady on with me and talk about this incredible ministry that she's been a part of for many years. We'll find out more about that and then how they are celebrating an anniversary, alumni reunion, and open house. I think you're going to want to get in on this. I hope you will. Tommy Carden, she's the CEO of the Redemption House and beautiful ministry there for women. Tommy, thank you for your time. I can't wait to hear more about this. Tell me what's going on at Redemption House.
Well, hello, Melissa. Thank you so much for having me on and allowing me to talk about Redemption House. You know, I couldn't be more excited about the work we get to do there, helping women redeem their lives. You know, there's just so much brokenness in this world. So many things that without someone walking with you, holding your hand, leading, guiding, and supporting, you know, that it's hard to overcome.
Absolutely.
So Redemption House, yes, we're celebrating our 11th anniversary this weekend. I know, right? 11 years ago.
That's
I remember
crazy.
At the very beginning wondering what God was up to when he gave me the vision for this ministry. And now all these years later and the hundreds and hundreds of lives later, well, I think I might be getting the hang of it.
You're definitely getting the hang of it. I see the results and the response and how the community is rallied around your ministry and what you're doing. So this Saturday, August 5th, 11 to 2, I understand. What's going to happen that day and who can come?
So when we started Redemption House back in August of 2012, we started at a home on Fairfield Avenue. Mm-hmm. And it is our original house built in 1904.
Wow.
And since the beginning, there were projects in that home that needed done. Right? It needed a new HVAC system. We were living with a steam heat boiler and window air conditioning unit.
Oh,
we had, the original roof with the ceramic tiles. The house has always been beautiful and it's always been filled with the Spirit. It's always been a place of love and redemption. It needed some help. So over the last 12 to 18 months, we got real serious about plans to upgrade that home, really invest in ourselves and what we're able to do with and for women. So we did. We dove in March 1st. We cleared the house out.
Yay.
And it has been nonstop since. So actually this Saturday, we're opening it up. We're having a party there. It's a block party. We'll have free food, ice cream. We have all of the projects on display, so the house will be open for the community and our friends, family, graduates to come through and take a look.
I love that. And of course, you're doing this great work with women. How many women can you house at this point?
That house can hold up to 16 women.
Nice.
Yes. And then we have another court-ordered transitional living home that can house another 16 women.
Fabulous.
And then earlier this year, we opened our fourth graduate house.
Yay.
So we are up to six houses right now, Melissa, with plans for more.
Come on. Well, we pray for that and God's favor to continue and the blessings. And if someone wants to be a part of this or find out more about you, and I'm going to throw this in as a friend, if somebody wants to invest into the Redemption House.
Absolutely.
I encourage you to do that. This is something you know will go a long way and impact lives. So how can they get in touch with you?
So you can go to our website, redemptionhousefw.org, and you can reach out through the website. If you send an email, it does come directly to me, and I can get you in contact with the right people. You can call our office at 260-449-9091. And one of our team will get back with you right away.
Okay.
You can follow us on Facebook. We post a lot of updates. There's a lot of activity
That's
on
fun.
Facebook, Redemption House Ministry. Yeah, come by next Saturday. It's free. Bring your friends, bring your kids, get something to eat, and see what the Lord is doing in and through our ministry.
Right. Tommy Carden, thank you so much, CEO of the Redemption House. What an amazing ministry. Saturday the 5th, 11 to 2. It's free on Fairfield Avenue. And if you want to know more about it, it's on my Conversations link, and we'll have this interview there too. It's at star883.com. Just click on Conversations.